When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Monica. Thanks so much for listening to the show. And thanks also for your feedback and comments. I'm personally very moved to see how you engage with these stories. Along the journey of this podcast, we'll see many of the themes that are front and center in our society at this very moment. These include police accountability, freedom of the press, globalization, immigration, and violence against women. We hope the story we tell portrays the importance of questioning our institutions and holding them accountable. We're taking a break from our main story this week, but in the meantime, we wanted to leave you with a teaser into the second half of the podcast. You'll remember from our last episode, we met the so-called devil's lawyer, Dante Almaraz. He offers journalist Alfredo Corchado a passport into the Juarez underworld. First of all, I can't get over how appropriate it is for a man named Dante to lead Alfredo into the underworld. To me, Juarez is itself a character in this podcast. And like any good character, Juarez is complicated. The city is made up of these many intertwining layers that you can't always see how deep they go. Well, we're about to take the plunge into one of the darkest layers. Before we let Dante guide us, I want to introduce you to somebody else. His name is Howard Campbell. He's an anthropology professor at my alma mater, the University of Texas at El Paso.
Well, for the last 27, 28 years, I've been wandering around downtown Juarez, and I, in fact, created a kind of research methodology, which I call wandering.
To me, Howard is not your typical professor in that he conducts the bulk of his research in a library or on a computer or over the phone. He's an anthropologist, and he gets out there.
I grew up in the state of Idaho in the mountains and wandering around the forests. The idea is to wander around and get to know a place intimately on a personal level without necessarily a full-blown research plan and sort of stumbling onto things, meeting people in a very impromptu way. And in that way, I felt that I got to know downtown Juarez quite well. And of course, Avenida Juarez, in my opinion, is one of the great walking streets in the entire world. I would compare it to La Ramblas in Barcelona or La Revo in Tijuana or Reforma in Mexico City or Broadway in New York City. I mean, it's an incredible street. Avenida Juarez, thousands of people at times on the street, and just this endless parade of interesting people and characters and unpredictable kinds of eccentric people and regular people and criminals and all the like.
Can you describe what it's like to walk from El Paso over the bridge onto Avenida Juarez?
And so once you get on the bridge, you're in this no man's land. You're going from one world to another, one country to another, one city to another. But also you're in this netherworld in which the law doesn't really hold as strongly as the United States government would like it to. And you see a lot of people making a living from illicit activity, scams, hustles, people begging, people selling drugs, people smuggling birds. The human creativity on the bridge is remarkable. And it's quite remarkable to leave a kind of a regular upper middle class professional job in El Paso and all of a sudden being in, at times, the most dangerous city in the world. I hate to say it, but part of the appeal for a lot of people that explore Juarez is the attraction to the dark side.
Howard discovers it's not that difficult to wade into this dark side. You simply have to walk across the International Bridge and be willing to walk past the boundaries of caution. That's what Howard does.
But I often try to pretend I'm just a tourist or one of the American expats that lives in Juarez and goes to the kind of grungy bars. I've had some difficult circumstances where I've been essentially captured by police that took money from me or else pulled me away from the crowd of people into a dark area and threatened me with locking me up in jail if I didn't pay them or pushing me around, that sort of thing. About a year ago, I was robbed by a woman. It was a very strange circumstance. She told me this kind of sob story about how difficult her life was in Juarez, and she wanted me to see how badly she was living after being deported from the United States by President Trump, she said.
Howard follows the woman to her one-room apartment, which is in what's known as a vecindad. In this case, a three-story building on a dirt lot.
Once I got into the apartment with the intention of interviewing her, she started taking off her clothes and said we were going to perform a sex act. And I said, well, I didn't come to do this. I came to interview you. And then she locked me into the room with a padlock and a chain on the door. Well, picked up a hammer and a sharpened piece of metal from a table and threatened me. And as I turned to the right and looked at the wall, she had a table with two statues of La Santa Muerte and burning candles, sort of the Grim Reaper statue. After speaking English, she switched to Spanish and told me that she was a member of the Familia Michoacana drug cartel. And she started telling me if I didn't pay her that she would call for her pimp, she called Jorge, and also the police. And so I was trapped. Eventually, I had to give her all of my money, and she let me out. And this woman was 5 feet tall, so I felt she beat me. She actually told me, I won, gringo. So sometimes you get your comeuppance. Maybe I deserved this, you know, because I'd been exploring in the sort of the darker side of downtown Juarez for so long. I kind of expected something like this would happen, and ultimately it wasn't so bad. I lost some money and a bit of my pride, but I wasn't harmed.
Howard got lucky that time, and I'm willing to wager his risk tolerance is far greater than most anthropologists. He also has the privilege of coming and going from Juarez whenever he pleases. That's a luxury lots of people who live in Juarez don't have. We'll hear more from Howard later in the podcast. And we'll be back with another full episode of Forgotten on June 29th. See you then.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.